Prabhupada's followers come together and glorify him for his appearance in this material world and also for his glorious departure. The departure tithis for Vaishnavas is also a very sad, somber moment where we experience emotions of separation. And at the same time, Srila Prabhupada, in so many of his classes, would assure that Vaishnavas never die. They simply continue their service. Pure devotees, they come in this material world for service, and after they leave, the service continues. So obviously we are a 5,000 strong crowd, and just a note to the ladies, this is not a kid zone. The kid zone will be operated in the afternoon. Please control your kids. So in talks with the Mayapur temple authorities, we have made this dual arrangement. All of us cannot fit in the samadhi, and at the same time we need to have something in our own pandal. So as we generally do, most of you who come to our yatras regularly understand, we also have a offering session here, and that's what we will begin now. I'll be inviting senior leaders, Kriyastas from our various zones. I have a small list here, and we'll also keep it updating. And we also are happy to announce that at least one or two leading sannyasis have also agreed to grace our pandal here. So even if I have announced the name of one of our local leaders, when the senior sannyasis arrive, we will interrupt our line and we will give them prominence so they can make their offering. So I would like to begin with Giriraj Prabhu. Is he here? Okay. So we'll begin with Giriraj Prabhu, and meanwhile, Mahaprabhu Prabhu, please be ready. There are two microphones here, one for the Matajis, one for the Prabhus. The one on my right, the first one is for Prabhus, and the one after that is for ladies.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, today is the day of your disappearance externally. But you remain in the life of your followers eternally to guide them back home, back to Godhead. In a devotee's life, this material world, we see that it is full of, there are three oceans I would like to express how you helped us to cross over out of gratitude, Srila Prabhupada. There's a one ocean which this entire material life is filled with, is the ocean of mental speculation. This whole existence, every living entity is swimming in a speculation. This is that, this is not that, this is there, this is not there. But you, out of your magnanimity, you gave us the most glorious Guru Parampara, the system of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. With the help of this wonderful Guru Parampara, you have given us the easiest path to cross over this ocean of mental speculation. Otherwise, without this glorious Guru Parampara, without the strength of this wonderful system of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, it is impossible to come out of this ocean of mental speculation. Second ocean in which this material world, living entities are drowning is the ocean of problems. Everywhere, every aspect of this material world is filled with problems. Her Grace Malti Mataji, in one of the offerings, she said, there was no problem for which Srila Prabhupada had no solution. Every problem which was put in front of Srila Prabhupada, right from the problem of controlling this mind and the senses to the problem of coming out of this material world, Srila Prabhupada had a solution for everything. And as sincere followers of instructions of Guru Parampara, they will understand that any situation and any problem which we faced internally in our life and externally, we realize that Srila Prabhupada has a solution. Solution through his books, solution through his instructions, solutions through our daily lifestyle. So that is the second ocean, Srila Prabhupada, which you have helped us to cross over this material ocean of problems which is born out of our material desire to lord over this material problem. Just now we heard avidya leading to ugra karma and ugra karma leading to the problems. The third ocean, which is very, very difficult to cross over, is this Kali Yuga is an age of cheating and hypocrisy. Yesterday His Grace Shyamananda Prabhu was saying that once you said, Srila Prabhupada, very, very earnestly you said, please note that I have not come here to cheat. Please note that I have not come here to cheat. And in this material world, Srila Prabhupada, we see the hallmark of Kali Yuga is cheating, hypocrisy. We get cheated throughout our existence. Externally, we get cheated. But the most important is that we get cheated every moment by our mind and by our senses. Trying to consider this material world as a place for enjoyment is the greatest cheating our mind and our senses create for us. And Srila Prabhupada, you came here with a promise that I am not here to cheat you. I am here to help you, every living entity, through this process of wonderful Sankirtan movement of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Giriraj Prabhu. Now, Mahaprabhu Prabhu will make his offering. And I'd like to request Tulsi Prabhu from Pune, please be ready. Or Mathura Pati Prabhu from Italy.
Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada. we all are living in this material world without knowing what is the purpose of living here. Not a single person can reply this question, why they are barking like a donkey throughout their life. You have given us something which is 600 Bhagavad Gita available in the market. They have given their opinion without understanding what is the purpose of Gita, what is the uddesh, Gita ka uddesh kya hai? Kisi ko malum nahi hai. Kya hi sochte hai sarva dharman partajye mam ekam sharanam bhaj. Iska matlab hai ki humko sadhu banna padega. Biwi bachchon ko chhodna padega. बिजनेस छोड़ना पड़ेगा. गीता को किसी ने समझा ही नहीं. गीता को लोगों ने अपना बिजनेस बना दिया और बंद करके रख दी. श्रील प्रभुपाद, आपने गीता को वे ऑफ लाइफ, हमको कैसे खाना चाहिए, कैसे सोना चाहिए, कैसे रहना चाहिए, क्या करना चाहिए, क्या नहीं करना चाहिए, किसकी पूजा करना चाहिए, किसकी पूजा नहीं करना चाहिए, ऐसी 2500 चीजों जो चीजें जिनको की जिनकी हमको जीवन में आवश्यकता पड़ती है, आपने उन चीजों को हमको बताया. आप एक एक एग्जांपल दे रहा हूं प्रभुपाद जी. अब मैं लॉस एंजलिस से एक बार बोला था, मैंने मन राधा को पिलाट मंदिर में आ रहा था, एक लेडी मेरे बगल में बैठी हुई थी और वो भगवत गीता के श्लोकों को मुखाग्र याद थे उसको, लेकिन गीता उसके हाथ में थी और बोलती चली जा रही थी. थोड़ी देर बाद एयर होस्टेस आती है और पूछती है, बगल में बैठी थी वो मेरे, ब्रेकफास्ट का टाइम था तो देयर इज अ वेजिटेरियन, देयर इज नॉन वेजिटेरियन, व्हाट यू वुड लाइक टू टेक. तो मैंने बोला नहीं, हम मेरे को नहीं चाहिए, आई डोंट वांट एनीथिंग. तो वो लेडी जो मेरे बगल में बैठी थी वो बोलती है, आई वॉन्ट नॉन वेज. सी पीपल इन दिस वर्ल्ड एकेडमिकली दे आर वेरी वेरी हाईली एजुकेटेड, बट मियरली बिकॉज दे हैव डन स्टडी दे हैव बिकम सोफिस्टिकेटेड टू लाइक पॉलिश्ड एनिमल्स. जैसे कि एक ईगल 7 मील ऊपर जाकर के देखती है, ईगल क्या देखती है, वो मेरे को खाने को मांस कहां मिलेगा. आज की एजुकेशन इंटरनेट के द्वारा पढ़ लिख कर हम ये देख रहे हैं, वेयर आई विल गेट मोर सेंस ग्रेटिफिकेशन, then there I will go. They don't know anything. Why the hell they want to go there? They want to earn more money. I have seen little bit of life. I started life with 5 rupees tuition and lived in America in Empire State Building. My office was there. Not a single person in the material world is happy because it is written in Gita. So whether somebody is poor or somebody is middle class or somebody is rich, everybody is miserable. Then why the hell we are working hard? So become more miserable. Because nobody knows the purpose of life. I tell you, there was one program Hotel Shalimar. 400 doctors were invited. And one speaker, this was Maharaj program, one speaker was the head of the Tata Memorial Hospital, Mr. Chaturvedi. And I was surprised the way he was talking. He said, I've got everything. High position. I've got my own house now. After retirement, I can stay there. I have my son, my daughter. They are highly educated. My son and his wife, they are also doctors, MS. I have everything. But honestly, I'm telling you, he said, I don't know what is the purpose of life. आज किसी भी व्यक्ति को कभी सोचा भी नहीं है उसने. प्रभुपाद जी की किताबें पढ़ने के बाद में थोड़ा समझ में आ रहा है कि जीवन का उद्देश्य क्या है. किसी को कभी दे आर एवरीबडी सो बिजी रनिंग फ्रॉम वन प्लेस टू अनदर प्लेस विदाउट इवन अंडरस्टैंडिंग व्हाई दे आर रनिंग. 3% of the people in this world, they plan their life. 97% people have no time even to plan their life. They are just running. अगर आज वो 10,000 या 20,000 या 25,000 या 50,000 कमा रहे हैं और कल उन्होंने लाख कमा लिया तो क्या होने वाला है. Many people are earning 5 lakh, 10 lakh, 50 lakh, crore, 10 crore. If they are not happy, then by your working like a donkey, you can be happy. The doctor was, I thought I should go and meet him. I really forgot to meet him. So, this is the position of everybody. Ask this question to anybody. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we can talk this subject. But we can convince only other people when we apply in our life. If we don't, because our total purpose of life is Jai Dekho Tahe Kaho Krishna Upadesh. That is the conclusion of Gita. 18th chapter, 68 verse. Hey Arjun, jo mere bare mein dusron se charcha karte hain, usse priya is duniya mein koi nahi hai. This is the purpose of total education. This I have learned from Gaur Hari Prabhu. When I ask him why you have given up job, such a big job of Google. And then he asked me, Mahaprabhuji, tell me what is the purpose of life? What is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita? I say, I am not going to tell you what is the purpose. I will tell you, but it's no meaning. Because I may tell you purpose of Bhagavad Gita, but it is theoretical because I have not applied in my life. Purpose of Bhagavad Gita you have applied in life. That's why you have given up a big job. Karoron rupay ka job chhodke, lakhon rupay ka job chhodke, and you have taken professorship in IIT. I want to understand what is according to you is the purpose of life. You tell me, I am not going to tell you. And then he told me, the purpose of life, according to Bhagavad Gita, hey Arjun, 18th chapter 68, hey, anybody who is talking, Bhagavan ke bare mein dusron se charcha karna. That is the total purpose of Bhagavad Gita. Jaye dekho tahe kaho krishna upadesh. If we are not doing that, the total education is useless. Srila Prabhupada has taught us, please don't go for this economic development. This is not going to help you. Finally, you are going to get what is already destined in your life. So you do your work, take care of your family, but give equally importance time to spiritual life. People don't know what is spiritual life. Ritual and spiritual, the people don't know the difference between the two things. What is spiritual and what is ritual? Most of the people throughout our life, we have learned only ritual, karma kanda. Throughout our parents, our pandit, our neta, they don't know even. So they taught us only ritual. Srila Prabhupada, you have given us the purpose of life. What is bhakti? It's so simple. We can live in this material world in a very simple way by following Bhagavad Gita, and we can be happy. And if we are happy, then only we can make other people happy. If we are not happy, we cannot make other people happy. You cannot give thing which you haven't got. If we have Krishna consciousness, if we are living life according to our bhagya mein jo likha hai, usko swikar karna padega, tabhi hum ek achhe gharane mein paida ho gaye hain aur usi samay dusra bachcha bikari ke jaisa paida hota hai. This is all programmed according to our past karma. But we were not knowing all that. Because nobody told us. Srila Prabhupada, by reading your books, by association of pure devotees, by hearing their lectures, they're very powerful speakers where there we lost Bhakti Teet Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. Actually, luckily, I got in initial stage of my life in 1978 or 79 or 80, I got very close association with these big stalwarts, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj and Bhakti Teet. Hours together I was sitting with them, talking to them. They were very powerful. When Tamal Krishna Maharaj met me once in a court case, and we have gone to a lawyer, when there was a court case of Juhu Temple, and I'm not going to detail. So when we came down from the lawyer's office, big famous lawyer, top lawyer in India, so he was smoking. And Giriraj Maharaj and Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Giriraj Maharaj, very, very close to me. Both of them sitting, I took them to that lawyer's place because we must engage the best person if we want to win this case. So they are very good, sir, legal advice they have given. But they were smoking, and these two people were really getting suffocated. As soon as they came down, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, 2 hours sitting in a car, he told the driver to just stand here only. There only where it was parked, 2 hours he was talking to me. You people, Indians, how much money, Mahaprabhu, you want? Why you are wasting your time? That day, I started chanting 16 round. We started putting choti, putting tilak, kanti mala, you know. We need association of powerful people. because they are powerful. If they say something, you have to do that thing. But Bhupad was very powerful because he has applied whatever he was preaching to other people in his life. Why many people say, we talk to the people, other people, they don't listen and they just avoid. No, you cannot preach. If you want to preach, first you apply those things in your own life. Krishna will give you power by chanting, by following four principles. Krishna will give power. And that is the way Srila Prabhupada wanted us. In the initial stage, he said, if I get 18 people, committed, dedicated people, I can change the world. Now we have got so many thousands and lakhs of people, but we are again, everybody is running a race. Race, how much money he can earn. This is the thing going on, because we are also thinking, we have not understood what Prabhupada wanted us to do. We are again becoming the same. You don't know what may happen tomorrow. We are talking because we don't know, we are in dark. North Korea and America, they are in such a dead situation. The Third World War may finish the total world and again become a mouse. You know, Prabhupada said, you got such a high position, and if you are not taking care of the things which the Lord has given us, we have to become mouse again. We are in dark at this time. If you go a little better, you are not reading or going internet deeply on the subject. It's a very bad situation. But when Prabhupada ji, in Second World War, when the bombardment was coming in Calcutta, so Prabhupada ji was frying kachori. So Prabhupada, just see, bombardment is going on and you are not bothered. Prabhupada says, why should I bother? I am frying kachori here, and if I die, I will go there and make kachori to Krishna there, Radharani there. So if we are really following Srila Prabhupada, 8 chapters, 5th verse or 6th verse, we have to apply in life. Apna kaam to karein, family ko dekhein, lekin ye main principle of human life, ke ant, ant kale chame debrahmishman mukta kale, ant samay mein humare muh se, ante narayan smriti, bhagwan ka naam nikal sake. That our conscious knots should be like that. We are thinking about Krishna. Because whatever we will think, you know, we will get next life accordingly, like Bharat. So it is very, very essential. Srila Prabhupada has given us thing very clear. It's not only wonderful lecture. Oh, we are running. I have seen people coming from Los Angeles to New York, New Vrindavan when I was there. And morning, evening, going back again. We have to apply in life. Whatever we are, not 700 slok, few slok of Gita we apply in life. Start preaching others. First apply in life. This life will be successful. Very less people are following Krishna consciousness. But we are also again running the same race, rat race. Then we will become mouse again. Third World War is on our head. It's so serious subject. So let it be there, just like Prabhupada was frying kachori. All right, let it come. Who cares for Third World War? I will be chanting him. I will be doing seva of Srila Prabhupada, whatever he has asked us. And in this way, we can make our life successful and we make other people's life. This is the message of Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mahaprabhu. Before Mathurapati Prabhu from Italy makes his offering, I would like to request Her Grace Shama Rani Mataji from Chaupati. Please be ready.
Panchakail patarubhyascha kripa sindubhyaiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Radhanath Swami Iti Namine Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Disatarine. This morning His Grace Baladeva Prabhu asked me to say a few words on Srila Prabhupada. And I have a terrible English, please forgive me. I wrote few words that I wanted to share with all of you. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble prostrated obeisances. All glories to you, all glories to our beloved Gurudev, His Holiness Radhana Swami, and all glories to all the Vaishnavas. In few words, I want to express my dear gratefulness to you because you have changed my life and the life of our millions and millions of people. Thank you for your great family, the ISKCON family. Thank you very much for your faith, for your great determination, for your eagerness to serve your Guru and Krishna as you do. Thank you for your love and compassion for every living entity. Thank you for your devotion, for your example, for your mercy, for your sincerity, for your sweetness. Thank you very much. By your mercy, the desire of Sri Chaitanya that the holy name would be chanted in every town and village has been satisfied. Thank you for your wonderful books that are enlightening and transforming every one of your students. Thank you for your precious disciple, for our gurus, that living your teaching are guiding us with so great care and deep love, inspiring us to overcome all difficulties in your life. Please give us strength and the desire to carry on your mission. Please help us to satisfy you, serving the Vaishnava as you desire. With love, your insignificant, useless servant of your servant, Mathurapati Das.
Thank you, Mathurapati Prabhu. And before Shamarani Mataji makes her offering, I would like to request Tulsi Prabhu from Pune. Please be ready.
Hare Krishna. Dear Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances. On this day, very auspicious day of your disappearance, I'd like to share one thought that came to my mind. Few days back, we celebrated Govardhan Puja here in Mayapur Dham in a very unique way. The katha was going on very nicely. Maharaj was describing the Govardhan pastime. And it was raining very heavily. For 2 days it rained so heavily that kids' pandal was cancelled. Even this pandal probably, it seemed like it may go under water. At the end of the katha, the rain was going on very heavily. All the four sides of the pandal, the rain was coming down. And in the below the pandal, everybody was chanting the holy names. The different rain of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra was going on, and everybody was very blissful. Maharaj was singing kirtan. And it felt like, just like when Krishna lifted Govardhan hill, all the Brajavasis were under the Govardhan and they were looking at Krishna, were having very devotional atmosphere under the Govardhan hill, whereas Indra from the outside was pouring a lot of rains. It gave a little glimpse to all of us. And then I was thinking further, if this pandal is a very small thing, what Prabhupada has given us is a big Govardhan in the form of ISKCON, and we are taking shelter in that ISKCON movement. Indra created a lot of troubles. Indra poured so much of rain, samvartaka, badal, and so many things, all of you know already. And Brajavasis, they took shelter of Krishna and nothing happened to them. As we know, even the single blade of grass wouldn't be moved. So what we are seeing outside in this world is people are going through so many problems. You know, there are problems created by themselves, by others. You know, there are a lot of fear, anxieties, depressions. Generations are going through so many problems. Then sometimes people even take the extreme steps of committing suicides. When so many problems are going on, this ISKCON movement looks like, Srila Prabhupada, you have lifted the Govardhan hill and we are all taking shelter in the form of chanting of the holy names, following the four regulative principles. And as long as we are sticking to your teachings, you know, we'll be under this shelter of, you know, this Govardhan. So this Govardhan hill that you have created has unique qualities also. Number one is it expands. You know, started with maybe one storefront in New York, but now after 50 years it has 600 plus, you know, centers, so many farm communities, schools, you know, and hundreds and thousands of devotees have taken shelter. So Govardhan has expanded. So it has unique qualities that as long as we stick to the principles that we have given Prabhupada, this shelter will expand. And we have seen some centers also closing down. As soon as we stop following the principles we have laid down, that center has to close down. So it contracts also. It manifests in a very, very different way. It's quite decentralized that way. It is not connected throughout. In any city, this Govardhan will manifest. In any city, it may also close down. We have seen different types of people have taken shelter and felt very happy. The hippies are there, or drunkards are there. So many Indians also are taking, Russians are taking, all over the world so many people are taking shelter. So you are like the Senapati Bhakta of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has given the grace in the form of books, temples, schools, communities. You know, this shelter is there for all of us. So we'd like to thank you for giving us this shelter. And I am very fortunate to receive one small mercy in the form of starting certain things in the on, you know, for the service of Pune congregation in the form of a school there. And we hope to accomplish as many things as possible by the mercy of devotees and your grace, so that the next generations also can come forward and take shelter right from the beginning, you know, of their age, protect in a protective environment, learn various skills and, you know, academic things that they need, and ultimately take shelter of Lord Krishna, coming closer to the lotus feet of Panchatattva. So in this Mayapur Dham, I would like to pray at your lotus feet, Srila Prabhupada, that we follow your teachings and never leave the shelter of Govardhan hill that you have created for all of us. Thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Tulsi Prabhu. And I would like to request now His Grace Dayal Chandra Prabhu from Chaupati to make his offering. And meanwhile, Tapas Prabhu from Sweden, please be ready.
Srila Prabhupada, kindly accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Guru and Gauranga. In this auspicious day of your disappearance, I recollect some of the very important points from Srila Prabhupada's life. One thing is his determination and following the words order from the spiritual master, he took it very, very seriously. In 1922, Srila Prabhupada got an instruction, you are the young educated boys, take this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult of Krishna consciousness and go to the Western country, preach it in English language. From 1922, he could fulfill it in the year 1965. It took about 43 years for the preparation. A very serious preparation. All the principle, culture, all the Siddhanta, it was very thoroughly went there. And today we could see that what a preparation Srila Prabhupada has done with this whole world. They could very easily, they can understand Krishna consciousness. And one more quality I wanted to express, his discipline. He was a wonderful teacher. He was giving the perfect essence for our final examination. And he never used to delay the matter. Straight away he gives it, very, very disciplined way. And that discipline is through his scripture, like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamritam. The essence is, you have to detach from this material world. If you are attached to this material world, you have to come back again. You have to get out of this material world, go back home, back to Godhead. Even it was his earlier intention, the Back to Godhead magazine was done just for that, how to go back to Godhead. This is the ultimate goal, not to get birth again. And very easily, he used to say, disciplined way, even for a common man, simple man, anybody, any caste, for human living entity, you got this birth after 84 lakhs of species. It is very rare. So get out from this. How to get out? Very, very easy. Chant 16 round. Discipline. 16 round of Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and follow 4 regulative principles. Prabhupada was so strong and he wanted to give the absolute truth to the whole world. Never hesitated to opening up that, disclosing that 4 regulative principle immediately. No meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling. And take association, read Prabhupada's books, you'll go back home, back to Godhead. Very clearly Prabhupada said. This was his perfect disciplinary way of teaching. And one more thing is his determination. His determination was that every moment he used to use it for Krishna's service. Even though he was after 70, as all of you know, he had gone out of for preaching, age of 70, which was the retired age in old people, but Prabhupada took it such a determination that every moment he used it for serving his spiritual master and Krishna, and all the time he used to give this literatures, dictaphone, all the time he was waiting and giving all the process how to get out of this material world. And one more important thing is that he did not touch any of the Bhagavad Gita which was available in the market, even in America. He has took a quite authentic, our paramparas Bhagavad Gita, and as it is, that is purified Bhagavad Gita, authentic, and then he gave total ABCD of the spiritual life through that Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita as it is, very, very important. Bhagavad Gita, which was given by Srila Prabhupada. People say, we read Bhagavad Gita, but this Bhagavad Gita is authentic. As you know, the same thing was, the commentary was given by, that was sanctioned by Vedavyasji through Madhvacharya. Same paramparas, Bhagavad Gita, we are getting it. We are very fortunate. And this is giving us ABCD of the entire spiritual life. And quite authentic. And we automatically get purified. Anyone takes it to his home, keeps Bhagavad Gita at home, automatically the spiritual bomb will get exploited one day. Explosion will take place. People will come to Krishna consciousness. Krishna appears in literary form of Bhagavad Gita. This said, he had the highest faith. And one more thing, Prabhupada said, he was giving very simplifying Bhagavad Gita. You are not the body, you are the spirit soul. High realization people have to take. And that spirit soul's main job is that to have the relationship with the Supreme Soul, Krishna, Sammandha Jnana, then you will automatically get detached by this material world. Param Drishta Nivartante. You are going for some higher taste. So immediately, as soon as you take Bhagavad Gita, all the scriptural things with the proper process, your material sense enjoyment will automatically reduces. And what is, you are supposed to come, you are supposed to get that spirit soul has the connection with the Supreme Soul, your job is over. Krishna consciousness is the highest. And the best way he explained, everyone has got the Krishna prema within the heart in a dormant stage. So we should go and make those people awakening. They are in the sleeping stage. How to awaken the people? Very simple. Chanting the holy name, their Krishna prema will be awakened. As Mahaprabhu has said, preach, preach. So, how to preach? Just give them Maha Mantra. Srila Prabhupada used to do the same thing. He was in Tomkinson Square Garden. Nobody was there. No influence. He just hours and hours. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, he was totally depending on the holy name. Krishna himself. There is no difference between Lord and the holy name. So when we do that holy name, when we, that four regulative principle with 16 round japa, it is guaranteed that we will get liberated from this material desire. One more very important thing Prabhupada used to emphasize, if you go for sense gratification, you will come back to this world. Back. So if you avoid the sense gratification, there is no attachment here, you'll straight away go back home, back to God, your original place. And last thing I wanted to say, most intelligent, bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudevam sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabh. After many, many life, you become jnanavan. Jnanavan means one who takes shelter of Krishna, he is Jnanavan. Vasudevam Sarvamiti. Krishna's shelter once you take, it is the topmost perfection of your life. And what is that essence, Prabhupada says? Krishna is everything for me. I belongs to Krishna. He is everything for me. This transcendental knowledge, this is the divya knowledge. After many, many lifetimes we get. So we are all fortunate. We are on that process. Srila Prabhupada gave us such a wonderful process for us. Very simple process. And sincerely, seriously, when we really take it, this place is place of misery, dukkhalayam and asashvatam. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare name eva kevalam kalo nasteva 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 gatiranyata. So there is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. By chanting the holy name, we can perfect our life. In this dham of Siddha Mayapur, if you just consider yourself, what is your position? Actually, what you can, in this Prabhupada's, such an occasion, such a good day, what you can offer him? Some sankalpa. Lord, I do not know anything. Srila Prabhupada, give me some energy to follow our parampara properly, sincerely, by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Dhyajana Prabhu. And while Tapas Prabhu will make his offering, I would request Shyamarani Mataji from Chowpatty, please be ready.
So, I was entering this pandal here today, and I was on the spot, asked if I could speak. I was not prepared for that, but Srila Prabhupada said that one should be prepared to speak in a moment's notice. So there, Srila Prabhupada, please accept my humble obeisances. You said that one pure devotee can save the whole universe. And one may ask, how is that possible? Of course, the first answer is that it is Krishna's Shakti, it is Krishna's power. Actually, it's not the devotee's independent power. So, for example, Prahlad Maharaj, he was so connected to Krishna that he got the weight of Krishna, he was pushing down the earth. And then the next question is, then why a particular devotee is endowed with such power? And the answer is desire. Vasudev Dutt, by Vasudev Dutt's desire, which was real, that he wanted, he was ready to take the karma of all living entities in the universe. And he really meant it. It was a pure desire. And by that pure desire, all living entities were liberated by Lord Chaitanya's mercy. At that time, all living entities were liberated. Of course, new living entities came in. So, because yesterday, Srila Prabhupada was reflecting a little bit about your glories because of this upcoming day. And because the other day we were just in Shantipur, in Advaitacharya's place, and we got to hear this incident that our devotees in ISKCON got to know after your departure, that you, in the same place where Advaitacharya was crying for Krishna to appear, you came to that temple before coming to America, and you were sitting, chanting and crying tears, knowing that you had a mission to go to the West. Similar thing, report we got to hear from Radha Damodar Temple, that you also were observed by the Sevites there, how you were crying tears in the night, how to come how to beg for mercy, how to fulfill this seemingly impossible task, to do something which was never recorded in history before. The pure Vaishnava is spread in the land of the Mlechas and Javanas. And not only in the land of Mlechas and Javanas, in the land of Nirvishesha Shunyavadi. This was your particular potency. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi means you couldn't be more far away from Krishna. I mean, if you are sinful, that's bad enough. Yavana Mlecha. But Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, this is so far away. This is like almost not living. You explained in Nectar Devotion how you compare a person in Maya with a person in coma. When you are bitten by a snake, you fall into coma, and when you are bitten by a snake of Maya, you go into similar state. Coma means there is life, but there is no life symptoms. You confirm this in one airport. We're sitting with your disciples and people were rushing by, and you made a comment. You told your disciples, you see many persons alive running around. I only see dead bodies moving around. So in the Bible is described about the miracle of Jesus Christ waking the dead up to life. But this is your miracle, how actually it's not just the West, the whole world is permeated by this nihilism and impersonalism. Any attempt for spirituality and religion in Kali Yuga can't get further than to impersonalism. It's all stuck there because of the influence of Kali. Dharma is twisted. So this is the field you entered, and not only waking people up, but also turning them to Krishna. This is like Lord Nityananda. He goes to Jagai and Madai, and they are also very far away from Krishna. And by his repeated attempt and his compassion, Jagai, at one point, it clicks. Wait a minute. This is not a normal personality. And his heart is changed and he turns to Krishna and becomes eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya. So this is what you are doing, Srila Prabhupada. So therefore, this is your disappearance day, but you are actually appearing more than ever in the world today. I just want to conclude by relating a little incident. When I was doing book distribution, Srila Prabhupada, and I was doing book distribution in the capital city of Norway, and Oslo, and this was an area of the city that was a little bit cultured people, more aristocratic, rich people, like that. And there was an old lady there, maybe, same age as you when you came to America, 70. And I met her several times. And every time she took a book. And I remember I gave her one Krishna book and then another one. And then when I gave her the other one, then she related the whole story of Sudama Brahmana to me on the street in complete detail. I would never be able to do it myself. And then I asked her, because I had Prabhupada Lilamrita, abridged version, answered. Because I didn't remember, you know, so I asked her, do you have this? Oh yes, this man, this man, you know, in age of 70, he went across the ocean, he had heart attacks, just to bring this man, and this man, and she started to cry and the tears were flowing down her eyes. And I was thinking, when will that day come when I will cry like her, understanding your glories? So that is my prayer, Srila Prabhupada. I will be able to be converted by really understanding what you have done for us and then share it. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Thank you, Tapas Prabhu. And Shyamarani Mataji, is she there?
Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada, you have opened a treasure house for us actually. In the spiritual world's treasure house, you have brought it to the material world. And some of the jewels of treasure house I would like to mention, that is Vaishnav Seva. By serving Vaishnavas, our desires are, which we want to always become a master, is practically gets, you know, pacified by all the Vaishnav Seva. Other stage, other jewel is satsang. By association of our Guru Maharaj and all the pure Vaishnavas, it gives us a strength to perform all our devotional services. By preaching, by your mercy, through preaching, we have become the instrument in your movement. Srila Prabhupada, you have once said that what is the value of a dried pumpkin and what is the value of a dried bamboos lying somewhere? What is the value of few strings which are lying here and there? But an expert musician brings them together and makes out of this apparent useless things, a beautiful musical instrument. So you have collected all of us and utilize in this wonderful moment of ISKCON. You have given key word, that is a holy name, which is a key to this treasure house. And there are many more jewels which are lying. So please give me the strength so that I will not lose this wonderful treasure. Please give me the maturity to share all this wonderful treasure with others with the joy and always remain in your wonderful shade of your lotus feet. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you, Shyamarani Mataji. And before Rohinandan Prabhu makes his offering, I would like to request His Grace Jaidev Prabhu from Pune. Please be ready.
Srila Prabhupada, because of the simplicity of your heart, you saw a potential candidate in all individuals. Your causeless, merciful entry in my life has been a very, very wonderful experience all these years. What was this through? Was it prasad or gulab jamun, which is simply wonderful? Or was it through your simple philosophy? as we heard this morning, our business is not that we are supposed to be here. Because we desire, therefore we are here. Your explanation about Satchit Ananda is the essence of all spiritual life. When you say Sat, the life of non-permanent to the life of permanent. Chitta, the life of, from the life of ignorance to the life of knowledge. And Anand, from the life of suffering to the life of Anand. As we heard this morning, in this material world, which is Dukhale Asasvatam, we can't expect in the prison house treatment is given to a son-in-law. This is how simply, in simple word, you have given us what we were hankering for. And it's up to us to take it and distribute it. It is very difficult to comprehend and understand. When I first read, numbers of years in Brahma's one day, I could not even pronounce it when I first trying to read. I read something like this, 86,000 lakh year is the date of Brahma's day. But if you want to try to understand what is the position of the Supreme Lord, it is going to be very, very troublesome task to understand. But when you accept what Srila Prabhupada has told us and what Prabhupada has lived, then the task and the path both are very, very easy. Because his life, Prabhupada's life, has been very, very simple for a simple person and very complicated if you want to understand the yugas and the manus and the number of years and the planet and how it works. It's impossible to understand. When just one aspect, a few aspects of his simplicity, when Srila Prabhupada, during the time of installation of Radha Krishna temple, Radha Krishna and Jagannath Ji's installation in London, we are aware the how a column was supposed to be falling and canopy was shaking. The 70-year-old man jumped, literally jumped, to save the deities from falling. And naturally, he was seen in an angry mood. At that time, a newly visitor went to Srila Prabhupada and told him, Srila Prabhupada, please chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Srila Prabhupada, so simple at heart, he put his hand in the bead and started chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. When he saw Shyamchandra Prabhu's pack of cigarette kept on the head of Balramji while he was carving the deities of Prabhupada, appreciated when he was visiting how the carving taking place. He appreciated you are doing this. But when the time when Malti Mataji brought Shyamchandra Prabhu to Srila Prabhupada, he said, such a small thing that is separating us from Krishna. From that day he gave up. Such simple instruction. It may sound this is my probably the favorite thing I keep repeating. It gives us hope. That little act of accepting a toilet paper from an ordinary visitor and encouraging that person, this is your beginning of your spiritual life, gives us all a hope that we can also contribute in his mission. In Australia, in Perth, sometime during morning walk, Srila Prabhupada would like to talk, debate. Sometime he is in talkative mood, sometime he is in a humorous mood. So he asked the devotee, whether devotee is simple or crooked. So naturally, a devotee responded, Srila Prabhupada, devotee is simple. Srila Prabhupada said, sure, devotee is simple. The devotee answered, yes, Srila Prabhupada, devotee is simple. Prabhupada said, devotee is not simple, devotee is crooked. Just look at me, how I came to your country. And you all were engaged in eating non-veg, drinking wine, indulge in illicit sex activities. In that sense, he preached to the devotee, in that sense, devotee should be crooked to give Krishna consciousness to others. One more, talking about his simple nature. When he had taken sannyas, after some time, he was kicked by a bull and he fell flat on the ground and he was hurt. When he was on the ground, then he was sharing with the devotees that because of this sannyas, I have got fame, honors, respect, and it should be, but actually I should be rooted on the ground and be humble. Therefore, it was Krishna's arrangement that I was put to the ground. Srila Prabhupada has been, in his dealing with the devotees and with the people, has been very, very, very simple unless he found some complicated people. So, on this auspicious day of his disappearance, I pray at his lotus feet that I don't complicate my life and try and live a life which is simple and try and give what I can give with my simple understanding to others and make my life perfect in his service. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you, Vandana Prabhu. And
Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada, please accept my most humble obeisances on this auspicious day. Many, more than 5,000 devotees from all over the world, from 5 continents, have assembled today to see your vision here in Mayapur Dham, the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the vision culminating in the construction of Temple of Vedic Planetarium. Srila Prabhupada, you are a visionary empowered by Guru, Gauranga and Krishna, and your success in preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world has been phenomenally successful, and the success can be broadly attributed to 4 important characteristics. The first, your devotional purity. Second, your scholarly expertise. Third, your administrative skill. And fourth, your personal charisma. regarding the first one, devotional purity and maturity. Srila Prabhupada, you did what no other devotee or disciple in our Vaishnav organization has done so far. You went abroad in Western countries and preached at the age of 70 and established temples and centers all over the world. The second, you, as per time, place and circumstances, adjusted to those conditions and preached successfully, defeating the Mayavad concept and voidism. One example can be given of how to defeat Mayavad concept. You even banished for some time four sannyasis who were saying that Prabhupada is God. We did not follow and follow him and accept him as his God, as God. That's why he has left us and gone to Japan and then India. You are very angry. You banished them for some time. You said you have to depend on Krishna and preach to the Western countries in different places. At this cost, you told us, you showed how Mayavad concept is so antagonistic. You also defeated Sahajayasam. So many times some of your disciples were saying, Prabhupada, what is my swarup, my swarupa? And then you begin to become angry. You said, the day will come when you will be qualified, I'll come personally to tell you your swarup. Don't talk about this now. So by these examples, Srila Prabhupada, you, by your purity, you trained your disciples. The second, scholarly expertise. We can see right from the beginning, after you met your spiritual master, you were curious to know about Gaudiya Vaishnavas and your spiritual master. So you went to the libraries, read a lot about them, then you started writing articles in the magazines. You started back to Godhead magazine. You spent nearly 6 years, valuable years, preparing the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Swarup Das Goswami Maharaj says, lifetime of preparation for preparing this Bhagavatam and equipping yourself to go to the West to distribute Krishna consciousness. And then, immediately in the next span of 12 years, you wrote more than 70 books. This shows your scholarly, and so simple, you read the purpose of all previous scholar acharyas. You took everything from the parampara, no speculation, no deviation. You studied extensively from the acharyas, their commentaries, and gave us the nectar of your purpose. The third, your organizational skills. You set up temples. You trained so many of new young disciples. And learning from your previous experience, you commissioned GBC during your lifetime. You didn't want to make the same mistake again. You trained your GBC, saw that it's very, very effective. And you sent your young disciples all over the world to set temples. One example is a London temple where you sent three recently engaged couples to London to set temple. Your dedication was reflected in their dedication. And the fourth, your personal charisma. Just now, Rohinandan Prabhu mentioned about his crookedness. I'll also mention about your gentleness. You always, someone asked you, Prabhupada, how do you identify your disciples? And you said, my disciples are gentle women and gentle ladies. You took personal care of your disciples. You wrote thousands of letters to them. You remembered each of them. And one example is, when you are finishing a glorious pastime, you remembered one of the Beatles, George Harrison, and present gave him your valuable ring. The way you dealt with your disciples was exemplary, just inspiring. Srila Prabhupada, the endless such qualifications which we can talk about. But only I pray that I get a drop of these qualifications and I take your shelter on this under this auspicious occasion. Hare Krishna, Jai Srila Prabhupada.
Thank you, Jai Prabhu.